WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And don't forget, we are still giving away a pair of tickets, a pair of passes on Cape Air. The contest goes to the end of the month, so you can check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Cape Air wanted to give us these to give away because they are launching their new service from New Bedford to Boston. And you could be flying right over all the traffic, right over all the road work, right over all those other people who are paying more money for a rideshare ride or had to bother one of their relatives or whatever else it might be to be able to get to where they're going. But you can enter to win passes that will fly you over all of that. The service launches on September 29th. So you've got all month long to enter in your information at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. All you really got to do is you just got to follow Cape Air on their social media channels and check out their website. And each one of those actions will earn you entry. And then you can follow us and like us on some socials and things like that. And that'll earn you additional entries. So you get up to, I believe, 14 multipliers. So that's 14 shots at winning those tickets. So check that out at WBSM.com. And on the WBSM app, brought to you by Cape Air. But you can also win Red Sox tickets from Cape Air as well. If you stop by the airport anytime between now and when they draw the winner on September 17th, and you just go over to the Cape Air desk and you ask the agent about the New Bedford-Logan route, just for asking, they're going to enter you on the spot to win two Nesson box seat tickets to see the Red Sox versus the Athletics on Thursday, September 18th. So you will be at Fenway in the Nesson box, which, come on, you know is the best box around, right? And you can be there enjoying the game on Thursday, September 18th if you are the lucky winner. So to enter that contest again, you have to physically go to the airport, walk over to the Cape Air desk, and ask an agent about the New Bedford-Logan route. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to take a flight. You just have to ask, and they will enter you to win. But this flight is going to be a time saver and a peace of mind saver for folks getting from New Bedford to Logan to fly out to somewhere else, because you can do your TSA screening right in New Bedford and not have to deal with it. And think about that. Think about how many times you've been running behind trying to get to the airport, and you know you got to get there 2 hours ahead of time, but you've been running behind, running late, and then traffic. And then by the time you get there, the line to get through TSA is huge. And it causes you to almost barely miss your flight. I almost missed a flight one time because of that. I was actually there with plenty of time, but took me too long to get through the TSA. And then when I got through it, I realized I left my debit card in the machine that I used to pay for the luggage. So then I had to go out. Thankfully, my card was still there. Somebody had taken it out of the machine and given it to the security, but they had it. And so then I had to go through TSA again and was the last person to board my flight. You could avoid all that by going through TSA in New Bedford. And the flights are going to be right around $99 one way, but for the introductory price, they're starting them at just around $79 one, at just $79 one way. So check out CapeAir.com. Stop by the airport and get ready to change the way that you get to Logan. All right, my number here, 508-996-0500. And speaking of traffic, keeping an eye on the traffic map for New Bedford, with now day two of the shutdown of the westbound Route 18 exits off 195. So if you're heading on 195 from Fairhaven to New Bedford, heading in that direction, and you usually take the downtown exit to get onto Route 18, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. Not for a while. They are actually going to be destroying that off-ramp. They're going to be taking it down and building a new one. And likewise, the on-ramp across the way there that gets you on to 195 westbound coming from 18 south. So keeping an eye on that, is, you know, right around that area, there's not any traffic. When you get up toward the 140 interchange, there's some slowdowns, but that's typical. That happens every day at this time. It's that mystery traffic that we just can't understand. But then looking at the surface roads where you've got Cogswell Street being the main way people are going to be getting around those off-ramp shutdowns, off and on-ramp shutdowns, it's not too bad. I mean, you've got a little bit of a slowdown over in the area of Antonio's, kind of over across, and then over again across from end zone. I mean, looking at this too, there's a little bit of a slowdown on the Cogswell Street Bridge over by 7-Eleven. But other than that, it's not too bad. And here we are, 8:16 in the morning. I mean, this is probably as bad as it's going to get. Maybe it'll get a little bit worse closer to 8:30. But if we can make it through this, we'll probably make it through just about anything. But we'll keep giving you updates on what's going on with that road work and with the traffic as a result of it. Again, we don't do, like, you know, full traffic reports like you hear on other stations where they've got the helicopter up in the sky. First of all, the WBSM helicopter hasn't worked in years. It's just sitting there on the roof. But then also, we've got a lot of other things that we can discuss. And most of the folks that are listening to this show, if they are driving and going somewhere, they've got another way that they get that information. And the easiest way is on the WBSM app. Just open that up and hit traffic and you will get real-time traffic. It'll tell you exactly what's going on the roads. But use whatever traffic app, GPS app you want to use to get you through these detours and road closures for the next few years. Go ahead and do it. I'm not going to promote one over the other. Except I will tell you, I use Waze. That's just what I use. But whatever one, you want to use Google Maps or Apple Maps or any of that stuff, like, go right ahead. Whatever gets you around without keeping you stuck in traffic. 508-996-0500. I think the bigger part of the problem will be, you know, when we get to the winter time, because they're not going to be doing the work. They're going to just kind of stop when the weather gets bad, and it'll be wherever it is in the process. And seeing what the roads will be like then, hopefully we don't have a snowy winter. The almanac, what's the other way they predicted it? So there's the Poor Richard's almanac, and then there's the other one. I'm so sorry, not Poor Rich, that's Ben Franklin. The Farmer's Almanac. The Farmer's Almanac, and then there's the other publication. I can't remember what the name of it is. But they predict the weather each year, and they're predicting that this one will be a warm and mild winter with, you know, mostly rain. Now, keep in mind that for the last couple of years, I've seen those stories that predict it's going to be the worst winter ever. Lots of snow. Oh, and then we get nothing. So hopefully this isn't the inverse of that. Maybe the almanac's going to get it right eventually, and this is the one that they get right, and it is a warm and rainy winter. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you are having any issues with your signal, I know that that's been a thing today for folks both listening online, on the app, and on the radio. I did alert the engineer, so hopefully you can get to that and see what's up with that. We also talked a little bit earlier about, you know, some of the news stories that are that are happening. We talked yesterday, speaking of the news, about the tornado that happened over the weekend on Saturday. And I talked about that because I was in it. Not directly in it, but, you know, in a tornado warning, and had to hunker down in the basement of the convention center with everybody at Terracon. But as it turns out, the National Weather Service says that there were tornadoes that touched down in at least four Massachusetts communities on Saturday. Originally, we thought that it was just one community, but it turns out that there was a lower range EF1 tornado that touched down in Paxton and Holden at about 4:15 p.m. And then there was also an EF1 tornado that touched down in the towns of Berlin and Stowe. So are those the same tornado? Or did it go from one location, you know, did what they call a skip? According to Storm Team 5 meteorologist Mike Wonkum, if it's a skip that's less than 2 miles, it's considered the same tornado. If it's more than 2 miles, it's considered a separate tornado. So a lot of confusing aspects to it, but the bottom line is four communities had a tornado touchdown. Whether it was the same tornado or not, does it really matter? You had four communities that were impacted by a tornado. And that could be more of our future. I mean, we're getting them more and more now, as we talked about yesterday. So we can discuss that more, 508-996-0500. We also talked about the story, also from Channel 5, WCVB, of the gentleman who had a smart meter installed in his house that was reading backwards, and so he was not getting an electric bill, and this could be an issue that actually happens to a lot more folks as they are installing these smart meters. Now, they say that it's very rare that it happens, but if your home has this reverse wiring, whatever that means that you will be in that same situation. Now, the electric company will pay to have that fixed because they need to have an accurate reading. But what does that mean? Does that mean your whole house has to get rewired? Does that mean it's just the wiring that goes to the panel where they put the smart meter? And also, why is it that it works okay now with the current meter, but it doesn't work with the smart meter? Why isn't the current meter running backward? I'm not going to pretend to understand it all. It just seems really shocking to me. Yep, I did. I went there. That they would put this in and not have a plan in place for this and not check. Not just install and move on. Stay there and make sure that it's working correctly, that it's flowing in the right direction, that it's the meter is moving in the right direction. Because this is costing Eversource money, or in this case, NSTAR. But it's NSTAR, National Grid. It's costing National Grid money because however many months this guy has had this happening, they can only go back 2 months by state law to charge him. So they, you know, if they've had it 6 months, they've lost 4 months worth of service, 4 months worth of money. And wouldn't you love to be that guy? His name's Brian. Wouldn't you like to be that guy to find out, oh yeah, they can't charge you for your whole summer's worth of air conditioning. He'll say, if I had known that, I wouldn't. He says in the story, he keeps it at 78. He's like, if I had known that, I would have put it at 68. He didn't really say that part, but. And then also, I wasn't kidding when I said there are people who are saying, why'd you say anything? Like comments on the story on Facebook with people saying you should have kept your mouth shut. You could have had free electricity forever. But this is just one thing to keep aware of, is they're going to be coming to your home and swapping out your meter with a smart meter unless you opt in for that $26 a month charge to not have a smart meter. 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I assume I have a little bit of a hard time having any sympathy for Eversource or losing money.
I think a lot of people feel that way, yes.
Honest to God, I have 18 solar panels, and I almost never get an electric bill. And when I do, it's small. Last month, I got a $30 usage charge and a $60 delivery charge. I got a $90 bill for using $30 of their electricity.
That just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Can you imagine somebody that's running their whole house on electricity or has a swimming pool? What must their bill be like? What is their delivery fee?
And I've seen people posting, you know, people who have places, and I think Christopher Thrasher mentioned it too, or someone on Chris's show mentioned that they have a cabin or something where they don't even have any gas going to it. But yeah, I think it was Chris Thrasher who said he doesn't have he has nothing going but a pilot light, and that he's paying like a dollar for the gas that he used, but like whatever it was, $90 for the delivery.
Yeah, that's insane. How can you charge that? How do they get away with charging those fees?
And I tried to have them on to explain how those fees work, and it only made us more confused to have them try to offer an explanation.
The explanation is because we can't.
Right. There's not enough transparency in that. And I think that's one of the things that Mr. Thrasher was talking about, is that we're looking to try to get more transparency out of these utility companies as to, hey, what exactly is involved, and is there a better way to explain the bill to people? It doesn't mean that's a problem. If they explain it better, you're not going to like what it is and find where it is that they're ripping you off.
I understand. But I mean, aren't they regulated?
Yes.
And this is within the regulations?
Well, because the people who approve the regulations are the people who put in all these stupid extra requirements that they have to follow. So it's just as much their fault as it is the utility companies.
And the same people want to shut down the wind project, too.
But I think it might be some different people. But the bottom line is, you know, we need as many options as we can get to try to help generate the electricity that we need. Because you think it's bad now. Wait until there's more, you know, AI-powered whatevers, because that's just going to draw on the grid even more. And we're gonna need to upgrade the electricity that we have. And what we are doing right now is not enough.
No, it's not. And in fact, that's where most of the electricity... We produce more, and it gets eaten up immediately by industry, especially high tech.
Mm-hmm. Who, you know, at least the tech industries try to do their part for helping out. You know, they'll have large solar farms associated with them and things like that. But it's still going to start pulling more and more, because we're going to start implementing that same technology on our level. So the major companies, you know, they can offset it because they've got the money to offset it. But you and I, if we're going to be using all kinds of devices and computers and AI in our homes, you know, we're pulling off the same grid everybody else is. Except for you, because you've gone solar.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was thinking about calling Tesla and telling them to put four more panels up on my roof.
Well, I mean, if you've got the space.
I do. I got room actually for probably about a dozen more.
Wait a minute. So let me ask you a question then. As someone who uses solar and who believes in solar, obviously, so can you dispel the notion that when there isn't a sunny day, you don't have electricity?
No, when it's a dismal or, you know, dark day, you're actually still collecting this. The sun is still out there. You're still collecting, just not as much. And you are drawing off the grid. When it's bright and sunny and you're producing a lot of electricity, you're putting money back into the grid. That's where your meter's running backwards.
And also... I mean, you might not, but also that one of the options too is to have batteries where it's just storing the energy that you're collecting on a sunny day in that battery.
Yeah, it's called a power wall. Well, at least through Tesla, it's called a power wall. And that's an option you can put in. I have no idea how much that is. And I lease my mine. I put them in, it was 2014, and I put them in on a 20-year lease. So I've still got, you know, about 9 years on it.
Yeah, but you're halfway through, and it seems like you're happy with it, except for, you know, the stuff that the electric company pulls.
Yeah, I mean, are they giving me the same rate for my electricity that they're charging me?
No, usually not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me know if you find out any answers to any of this, and I'll do the same.
All righty. Have a great one.
You too. All right. I got to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back. We'll get the news, and then we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. But I heard that mentioned on the air the other day, you know, when it came to wind. Like, well, when there's no wind, the windmills just sit still, and they don't do anything, and nobody's collecting any energy. It's like, no, there's no energy to use. It's like, yeah, because when it is windy, it stores it. The same way, like, when a hydroelectric plant isn't running 24 hours a day, or a nuclear plant isn't running 24 hours a day, you store the energy. This is not a new concept. We've had batteries for a long time. All right, I got to take this break. We'll be right back. And if you are concerned about these electric rates, if you are concerned about what might happen when they install that new smart meter, well, going solar is an option. And don't forget, too, those tax credits expire at the end of this year. So you've got to get it done by the end of this year in order to have that count. So why are you waiting? Reach out to Isaacson Solar, Isaacsen, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment for them to come out and talk with you. They'll answer all your questions about going solar. They know way more than I do. And they'll be able to tell you everything that you need to know, including whether or not your home is even a good fit for solar. And if it is, they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. It won't cost you anything to talk with them. It will only give you the information that you need to make the best informed decision for you and your family. So don't waste any time, because those tax credits are going to run out. Reach out to isaacsonsolar.com, Isaacsen, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up your appointment today. All right, let's go into the news. We'll get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts and then talk with you more on the other side. 508-996-0500.
The Supreme Court says no to an ICE office on Rikers Island. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down, and six dead in a shooting at a Jerusalem bus stop.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The New York Supreme Court saying no to opening an ICE office on Rikers Island.
Judge Mary Rosato has ruled Mayor Eric Adams' executive order null and void. She called it an impermissible appearance of a conflict of interest, since it came weeks after the Trump Justice Department dismissed federal corruption charges against the mayor. Adams' order, which was challenged from the get-go, would have allowed ICE agents into New York City's biggest jail to help with criminal investigations. Critics said it would have violated prisoners' civil rights. The city is appealing the ruling. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Jury selection continues today in the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Defendant Ryan Ruth is representing himself and was scolded by the judge yesterday for some of the questions he wanted to ask potential jurors. Among the questions was one about stopping for a turtle if they encountered one on the road. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning Republicans they'll regret reinvestigating the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Jeffries says President Trump and House Republicans are trying to whitewash the violence that occurred in and around the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, but that House Democrats won't let it happen. The Democrat from New York said Monday he's picked California Congressman Eric Swalwell to lead Democrats on the newly formed subcommittee. He's also chosen Representatives Jasmine Crockett of Texas and Florida's Jared Moskowitz to sit on the panel. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has the power to veto any of the picks. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
President Trump is again vowing to clean up Chicago, although he did call it fake news when asked by a reporter on Sunday if he was going to war with the Windy City.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our city. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
The exchange came as protests were held over the weekend against Trump's repeated threats to deploy federal troops to Chicago. He posted on social media, "Chicago, about to find out why it's called the Department of War." Trump has also said that he is considering sending troops to New Orleans to help fight crime, while Homeland Security says raids in Boston by federal immigration police have already begun. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down 80%. Data from the Universal Postal Union noted that 88 shipping providers around the globe have completely or partially suspended shipping to the U.S. The findings come after President Trump ended the de minimis exemption that made lower value shipments exempt from tariffs. While it is likely that many postal services will eventually resume shipments, it's also likely to come at a higher price for customers. Israeli police say six people are dead after a terrorist attack at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Officials said two Palestinian gunmen opened fire yesterday before being shot and killed by a soldier and an armed civilian. Video from the scene showed people fleeing as the gunshots could be heard. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the gunmen vile and evil terrorists, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas spoke against any targeting of Palestinian and Israeli civilians.
WBSM Sports.
Sox beat the Athletics 7-0 last night. Both teams back at it tonight at 10:05.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to a chilly start on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the low and mid-50s may be cause for a sweatshirt as you're stepping out the door. We're looking at a nice sunny start as well, though, so not such bad news here, especially as the sun sticks around into the afternoon. Temperature is still below average, though, this afternoon, with our highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Clouds creep in as we get to the late afternoon, early evening, continuing into the overnight, and that's as low pressure gets closer and closer. That is going to drive a couple showers as we head into Wednesday. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, a little Blue Cantrell. That came up in a conversation I was having yesterday with Katie Green from the One South Coast Chamber. She was here recording the commercial for the upcoming Chowder Fest. We're going to have her coming on the air with us in a couple of weeks. And because we have like all kinds of conversations, her and I, talking about all kinds of stuff, pop culture, we're both big Ted Lasso fans. We were actually going to do a Ted Lasso podcast, but neither one of us had time. But then, you know, she wants to come on to talk about the Chowder Fest. And I said, well, why don't you come on a Friday, because it is Fun Friday, and then just stay for the whole hour. So we'll talk about the Chowder Fest, but then we'll talk about a bunch of other stuff too. So maybe for that particular Friday too, I'll save the Gen X files until she's in. And then we can kind of riff off of some of that stuff. But we have a lot of fun with our conversations, and you'll get to hear it for an entire hour. I think that's going to be October 3rd. She's coming in for that. And then you can go and experience the Chowder Fest. It's a great time. You get the chance to try a lot of chowder. And what I love about it is you can see all. So when you go to a restaurant, you order chowder, as I'm sure many of you do. You know if you like it or not. But you can't necessarily pick up all the different nuances of that chowder as opposed to another chowder that you've had somewhere else because, you know, you're not sampling it side by side. But when you go to the Chowder Fest and you can sample them all together, you know, one right after the other, then you get to pick up on all the little things that make them different. Because if you ask me, well, who has the best chowder? I'd say, well, chowder's kind of chowder. Clam chowder is clam chowder. You know, some places do it better than others, or some might have something that I don't like about it. But for the most part, it tastes the same no matter where I go. But then you go and you try them all side by side, you realize, wait, that isn't true at all. So that's what I find to be the most fun part about it. And I got the chance a couple of years ago to be one of the judges. So I definitely tried every chowder. And then tried every chowder again. And it's a great time. And if you are a chowder fan, you are definitely going to get your fill. So we'll have details on that coming up. And I think we'll be giving away some tickets as well. So 508-996-0500, not to win Chowder Fest tickets. That'll be coming up you know, when we get closer to the event. But if you want to call in and chime in on any of the things that we've been talking about this morning. And then, of course, we also will have, because we are getting into the indoor concert season, we'll have tickets for some shows coming up for things that are happening at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, concerts that are happening at TD Garden. But we still got some outside concerts coming up as well, including in a couple of weeks, we're going to have tickets to see the B-52s and Devo. That's happening on, I think, October 2nd at Xfinity Center. I'm going to be going to that show. And I think that's going to do it for me for outdoor concerts for the year, because I'm already thinking, like, I bet you it's definitely going to be sweatshirt weather, I'm sure, that night. But it'll be a fun time. I like all the music of both groups and never had the chance to see either one. So getting to see them together. And you could be going with me because we'll be giving away tickets to that coming up in a few weeks. All right, let me get my next break in here so I don't fall behind and end up sticking Chris McCarthy with a bunch of commercials for South Coast Now. So we'll take a break and be back in a few moments. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time. It's all so beautiful. Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so when love is not together from the heart. Check it out. It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her lover. Wrong move, you're dead. That girl is firm advice to follow throughout your entire life. Never trust a big butt and a smile. So I live my life by, well, that's a good rule to live by, but also I live by Coach Bobby Finstock's rules. So that's never get less than 12 hours sleep. Never play cards with anybody that has the same first name as a city, and never get involved with a woman that has a tattoo of a dagger anywhere on her body. You follow those three rules and everything else is cream cheese. Name the movie that comes from. Send me an app chat message with it. Speaking of app chat messages, I did get a message from N.A. in a cushion who says, Tim, I have the app, but how do I get traffic information? So I went on the app and I tried to get it myself. And the menu option is still there, but it just refreshes back to the homepage of the app. So I just put in a ticket and asked for our IT team to fix that, whatever that is. I was like, hey, listen, we've got a major traffic project going on, and we need to have that traffic option available on the app. So they're on it. I'll let you know when I find out more about that. And then Mr. M says, now you're going to have people calling a WBSM thing, and they have a helicopter. I mean, we do. We have a WBSM helicopter. You've probably never seen it because it's a little tiny remote control thing that I got at Walmart, but it still counts. I can't fly it. But I bought a drone thinking like, oh, I could use this for photos. This would be great for aerial photos. And then I took it to Brooklawn Park to try it out to see how it would do. And I flew it really well for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then I crashed it and I couldn't get it to fly again. So maybe it's not for me. Although they say the more expensive the drone is, the easier it is to fly. But I also can't see myself going and buying a $1,500 drone if I just crashed a $30 drone. So at least my favorite story is when I was working on the show Haunted Towns, we went up to Salem to work on an episode, and they went out and got a drone at Best Buy to shoot some drone shots. And they were so excited to use this thing, and they were using it for the first time. And within the first hour of flying it, the production assistant who was flying it crashed into a river. In, I think it was January, February. So it was winter. There was a snowstorm happening. But he flew the drone up there, and it ended up crashing into the river, and it got destroyed. So they were like, well, there's, you know, $2,000 down the drain. And he's like, well, I guess we got to go to Best Buy and get another one. They said, no, we're not getting another one. You just ruined it. So anyway, men, I know I've been telling you about all of the great services that they can offer you at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, which you can find out more about at theultimatemensclinic.com. But the question is, I've been talking about how, well, you can't, you know, bring this up to your primary care doctor. You can't bring this up to your spouse, and that's causing an issue. But I've found that some of you guys can't even have these honest discussions with yourselves, that you can't even acknowledge on your own that you need help, that you're not feeling like yourself, that you're not feeling like the best version of yourself. And that's all the more reason to talk to Dr. Jack and his team. Because if you can't even be honest with yourself, how are you ever going to get out of it? They can help you. Whether it be testosterone injections or a cream that can help, whether it be some of these other issues you may be having in the bedroom, they can help you with all of it. So find out more by going to theultimatemensclinic.com or give them a call, 508-505-9100. That's 508-505-9100. Let me get the last break in, and then we'll wrap things up.